see what's going to happen. We did that. Oh, guest speaker who? Shelly Johnson. Oh my goodness.
Larry came over to visit us, and I would like to say that I got into, you know, God touched my heart to be able to share things that are painful to say, as tough I'm ashamed of. So I'm going to start from the beginning. When I was staying in Brenda's before, I got around some people that I had no business around. And they were using counterfeit money and going to stores and buying stuff. And I was right in the middle of all that and got arrested. Well, right before I got arrested, I had lost Clark's card a couple of times, being drunk and being stupid. And I had owed Brenda money and I didn't pay her. And my last words to her was, "I'm not coming back until I get your money." And I didn't want to go in the story, but I went. And that's how I ended up in jail. So, I'm not proud of that. At all. And so while I was locked up, my health deteriorated. And I had surgery that didn't really work out too well with my foot. I was in a wheelchair for a year and a half, and on a walker, and it was really, really hard. But through all that, when I was at Carol Young, it's a unit for medical people, where they have the dialysis people and the cancer people, and people die every day right in front of you. And it's horrible to watch that. I watched at least 20 people pass in a 2-year period. And I was friends with a lot of them. And it made me sit back and say, "Lord, today is really not promised. It really ain't." Some of these people got sick, didn't know they were sick until it was too late. And it got my attention. And I started going to church and classes and things like that, and reading my Bible and listen to Christian music, everyone and stuff. You know, God didn't, TV wasn't really all that important to me. If it was on, it was on. You know, I watched whatever. And I didn't like this. Right at the end, I watched American Idol and watched Just Sam win, and that was my girl. But I loved her story and the fact that she was able to survive the hood and transcend into something else. And that's how I feel like I connected with that little girl, because that's how I feel like I'm doing. You know, my Bible says that I'm more than a conqueror and that Jesus died for my sins. You know, right before David passed away, he told me, he said, "Shelly, there's people out here that are tired of dealing with all your back and forth, going to jail and promising to do this and promising to do that, and then you don't keep your word. And some have given up on you and some have not." But David told me, and this is like probably 2 weeks before he died, he said, "I love you, Shelly, and I believe in you, and I know that you can do something good, that you can do something different. And it's not about proving that to anybody. If those people don't want to give you another chance, that's fine, but God gives you another chance." So today, I'm a promise keeper. I'm more than a conqueror. I thank God, I pray to him, and I let him help me make my choices. I don't get in a hurry. I don't get frustrated and freak out and run off. No, I don't like being fat, but I'm not going to get high to make it go away. No, I don't like my job, but I'm not quitting. I have to be a functioning member of the society. I can't just throw up, you know, and say, "Oh, that's too hard," and run. I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm not a runner. I'm a fighter. But I'm not a fighter with my fist. I'm a fighter with God's word today. Being in that place, God set me aside, and he showed me how much he loves me and how much he has for me to do. And I know that my testimony Somebody needs to hear that no matter what you go through, the choices, the bad choices that you've made, the ugly things you've done to people or said to people, God still gives you that other chance. And that today, if people don't want to believe in me or care about me, then so be it. I've spent my entire life expecting people to just keep giving me chances. Well, you don't have to give me a chance. God's given me that chance that I need. And I'm not gonna throw that chance away anymore. I'm not. I want a good life. I want to live a good life. I want to have me and my husband's place to live and pay the bills. And I mean, I know that sounds stupid to people that's done that all their life, but I've ran all my life from responsibility. And today I want responsibility. I want to be that responsible citizen that I'm supposed to be in all these years. It's not too late to have my own place to live, and it's not too late to invite people over for dinner, and it's not too late to wake up and be sober. It's not too late to come to church every Sunday and commune with my fellow Christian sisters and brothers. It's not too late for that. And I'm just so grateful that I didn't die in that place. I have cirrhosis of the liver. I have a gallstone that's the size of a golf ball. I have MRSA in my blood. And the people tell me that there's only 2 antibiotics now that work. So I have to be careful about getting wounds or putting things into my body that tear it down. I have to be careful. I have to be mindful of the way I treat people. I can't just say whatever I want to say. I can't blow off at because you're not doing what I want you to do. Still struggling with that man right there with that blue thing on his face, getting him to get up and get out of bed and function, but I understand that he is on an enormous amount of medication, and I know why he's on this medicine. God gave me another chance for me to live together, and I'm not going to throw that away. But I love you. And I know that he loves me because he put up with too much to not love me. God's given me another chance to redo what I should have did right the first time. And I appreciate that God gave me this chance to be able to apologize to y'all and to ask you for your forgiveness for lying and doing things I had no business doing. All y'all sitting up here waiting on me, and I'm scared that the cops are coming, and y'all took time out of your day for me. I never apologized for that, and that's why I'm doing that right now. Y'all love me enough to stand by me. And I ran because I was scared. And I didn't have the courage to stand up and be an adult about nothing. But whether you believe me or not, it will show. The proof is in the pudding, so to speak. You will see that I mean what I say. My words can be my yeses are yeses and my noes are noes. I love the Lord. He has made so much, so clear. You know, does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like we were coming down the highway just now, and we were talking in the car, and I look up, and there's Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 on the billboard. I mean, it's just like, bam. And so he does things like that to me all day long. All day long, every day. But he does that to me because I'm looking for that, because I'm open to that. Mm-hmm. And as long as I stay open to God blessing me and knowing that that's what that is, it's not, getting over, and I'm not trying to get over on nobody. I don't expect handouts today. I don't want nobody to babysit me. I'm a grown woman, and I'm going to act like a grown woman. This time I grew up. I got scared. That place ain't playing. They don't care if you live or die. You're just another number Just wrap a toe tag and send them out the door. And that's what they do. And when you watch somebody that you were friends with, that you went to Bible class with, and that y'all stood next to each other in the chat online, be carried out because they're bleeding out right in front of you. If that don't get your attention, you're dead inside. And for me, that got my attention. And I know that a lot of some of the people didn't know God. And I'm more scared for them now than I had been. And, you know, dying wasn't a big deal. So after that, you know, I don't want to go to hell. I do not want to go to hell. I've been face to face with it more times than I care to talk about. And I know that God sent his son to die for me. And I'm not going to throw that gift away. I'm not. People can believe me or don't believe me. That doesn't matter. God loves me and he believes me. And he's going to give me the courage to do everything that I need to do to make it this time. I'm going to make it this time. I'm not giving up. I'm not a fighter, but I'm fighting for the right things. And I'm just grateful for the time. You know, God, I stayed just long enough. He didn't let me out too soon. And he kept me too long where I would become bitter. He kept me long enough for me to say, okay, there's another chance. And it's going to be okay. And I'm with you and I've got your back. And I'm going to put people in your life because you're going to need help. And I'm going to put the right people there at the right time. But you got to know that that's what's going on. You can't make decisions without me. That's what God tells me today. I can't make decisions without him because he's the one that knows that what's best for me. I don't know what's best for me. But he knows. And he's going to tell me what's best for me. And I have Brenda as an accountability partner. But when I start my old behavior, started trying to rise up, Brenda tells me, I see that. And I say, well, I don't want to be that person. I have Becky. Becky is such a sweet little girl. Becky and me have Celebrate Recovery in common. And so, you know, we're finding key words that we can tell to each other. You know, I hear you doing this. Don't do that. Or do this instead. You know, and Becky's been on my side and she's helped me clock out. And Becky got me to the doctor for my foot. He thinks I need to go to Parkland. But you know what I really, what would I have done if I had not listened to God? But I mean, you know what I'm saying? If I not made the right choices, where would I be right now? I bet I wouldn't be sitting in this building. I bet you I wouldn't be sitting in this building. And I wouldn't be living where I'm living. And that man right there would not be living with me again. And people would not be caring about me. Because I wouldn't be caring about me. But I know God is running this show. I'm not running nothing. And as long as I keep that in mind and trust him with everything that I have, my money, my life, my words, my thoughts, my actions, I'm going to be okay this time. And I thank God for it. But I love y'all and I thank y'all for listening to me. And if you have doubts, that's okay, I understand. But I hope that one day that you'll see that it was worth giving me another chance. And I apologize to anybody that I've offended or that I've said something ugly to or that I've gotten out of line with. It's not an excuse, but I really was talking about my, it's chemically fried. So, please forgive me for that, and I love y'all, and I thank you for your time.
We love you.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I had to pull this down, but I wanted you to see the smile on my face.
Aww.